Yeah. All right. This is Luke 19:47. Jesus, it said he taught daily in the temple. But the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people sought to destroy him. Yeah. They taught daily. Okay, Acts chapter 2. We got to take it one day at a time. Acts 2:42. Just remember what I read to you first. When we began to look beyond this day, beyond whatever it is, that's evil. That can become evil. Well, I ought to be further along than I am. It ought to just not be the way it is. Ever go there? Does it ever help you? Does it ever benefit? Not at all. It just makes you sadder and more grumpier and in a sorrier state of mind. All right. Acts 2:42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men, so every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. I brought this up in the broadcast yesterday, or in the taping of the broadcast, of the simple fact that, just like these people here, what they were doing every day is what brought the addition to the church. Not calling in church growth experts trying to find out how you can grow your church. Talk about being in order. Talking about what they were doing was God's order. The apostles' doctrine. Sowing. Had a good attitude. Gladness and singleness of heart. And said, then the church, the Lord added. The Lord added. All right, it's all about that daily walk and not a set of circumstances that we want to see in the future. If we're consumed by that, it's going to stop us from doing what we're supposed to be doing every day. These people were real people just like us, and every day they hit it hard. Every day. They dealt with issues every day. Nothing just drops on us, like Brother Hagin used to say, like ripe cherries off a tree. It just does not happen that way. It's as you go about your day, as you serve God and keep a good attitude, then He gives you benefits. Acts 6. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, Is it not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables? Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continue to prayer and to the ministry of the word. So it pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith. In other words, there were deacons that they picked to oversee this and do it. As they're going about their ministry, these things, they're having to take care of these things, right? These issues every day, something. Here we got the Jew junk bunch over here, and we got the widows over here in the Gentile bunch, and they're fighting over stuff, I guess. No, I think this is still in Jerusalem. But anyway, they weren't getting along. And they're thinking, we need to study and pray. We don't want to deal with this mess. They pick somebody else to do it. Yeah, pass the buck, huh? All right. Here we see grace for the day. God's grace was there for the day to handle the problem. All right. Now, Paul made this statement. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 31, 32. I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If after the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage it me? If the dead rise not, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. What was he saying here? You know, to act right, that means your flesh dies. Your attitude dies. Things that aren't profitable die. Yeah. Paul walked a day at a time and received the grace he needed. He became more and more dependent on the Lord and his plan than he did on his own pursuits. Okay, keep going here. 2 Corinthians. Wish I'd have got it in the right order. Anyway. Hey, you get lemons, you make lemonade, right? All right, this is 2 Corinthians 11, 16. I say again, let no man think me a fool, if otherwise yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. That which I speak not after the Lord, but as it were foolishly, in this confidence of boasting, seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. For ye suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise. For ye suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. Howbeit, whensoever any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Wow. We get a little bit miffed over a thing or two. Who is weak? Paul says, I'm not weak. Who is offended? I burn not. If I must needs glory, I will glory the things which concern my infirmities. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forever, knoweth that I lie not. In Damascus, the governor under Artus the king kept the city of the Damascenes with a garrison desirous to apprehend me, and through a window in a basket I was let down by the wall and escaped his hands. Man, I think this is a guy that learned how to glean God's benefits and his goodness every single day, because he just didn't know what he might be facing that day. Look at all the stuff. Paul saw daily God's benefits in operation. Okay, keep going here. Hebrews 3:13. It says, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Exhort. You know what? People need to be lifted up. A lot of people don't have any hope, and a lot of people are really in some bad shape, you know, right now. I know good's coming, but for some people, will it be in time? I don't know. We need to encourage each other daily, every day, so we can draw upon God's benefits that he has provided just for that day. If we're looking to the future, when, we will never enjoy now. Who wants to live that way? Do you? Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is. God is the God of now. Kind of like Spaceballs, we're at now, you know? Everybody wants all the benefits before they feel like they'll be required to do anything, right? All right, just a few more. A few psalms here. Psalm 61:8. So I will sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Hey, praise. I know the Lord showed me the last few weeks and things about how important praise is and what a big difference it makes in your life. Yeah. Psalm 72:15. And he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised. Daily. Psalms 86:3. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. It's a walk. Psalms 103, and that'll be the last one. The five verses. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all my iniquities, who heals all my diseases, who redeems my life from destruction, who crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Good promise, right? All right.